Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest news in dermatology, exclusive interviews with leading experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes of clinical trials, research, and innovation. I'm your host, Caitlin Bader. In today's episode, we're featuring a recent conversation from our newest expert-led video series, The Derm Dispatch. Host Renata Block, a physician assistant from Chicago, Illinois, sat down with Isabel Thibault, the director of the Eczema Wise app produced by the National Eczema Association. Eczema Wise is a free, patient and caregiver-facing app designed to empower self-management of eczema while enhancing shared decision-making in clinical practice. In their discussion, Block and Thibault discuss how clinicians can utilize the app to best support their patients.
Hey everyone, I am super excited because I am sitting down with Isabel Thibault. She is the director of Eczema Wise app with the National Eczema Association. She is responsible for the growth and implementation of this app, which we are going to be discussing and taking a deep dive on how important it is for our patients, as well as for us, the clinicians who see the patients. The home base of National Eczema Association is Novato, California, but you are all over the country. You have representatives all over the country because eczema is everywhere. And Isabel is based and lives in Washington, D.C. area. Isabel, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Renata, for having me.
The first and most important question, okay? We need an overview of how both patients and clinicians can use this Eczema Wise app.
Yes, well, Eczema Wise is a free app for patients and caregivers to manage their eczema. And it was developed with patients and healthcare providers by the National Eczema Association. And I do want to share the three goals of Eczema Wise. Which are to, one, activate patients and caregivers in their eczema care. Mm-hmm. You know, we recognize that patients and caregivers are experts in their own disease and in their disease experience. And then two, to enhance shared decision-making between patients and healthcare providers, mm-hmm. emphasizing that unique journey and perspective for individualized care. And then three, advance eczema research through novel real-world data collection so that we can leverage aggregate insights for the benefits of all. So it's not just an app, it's also a health registry. And it is through tracking their symptoms, tracking treatments, potential triggers, also logging their photos over time. They can use the app to see their trends and then gain a better understanding of how their eczema responds to treatments or triggers. They can stay up to date with the latest news and information directly from the National Eczema Association and even participate in research, including surveys. And very importantly, we help them prepare for appointments with their healthcare provider. And so while there's no direct interface for healthcare providers with Eczema Wise, patients can choose to share information from the app during appointments, including, you know, there's this downloadable, printable appointment preparation summary to help facilitate that conversation.
Okay, so this is incredible because everything that you just mentioned was lacking, I feel, in the field in dermatology, specifically for this disease state, because it is a chronic disease. It waxes and wanes, and we get 10, 15 minutes with the patient. And they may just be having a great day that day. And, you know, we are humans. We live in the moment. And how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. But a week ago, they were doing terrible, right? And even though they know that, it's not in front of them and they're not experiencing it at the moment. So they're doing fine. So this will allow us to capture those moments and follow the progress of the patient. If we give them a new treatment, if we need to evaluate their treatment plan, if they become worse because of a certain variable in their life, I think it's just an amazing, amazing project that all of you put together. And I'm telling you, National Eczema Association is really on the forefront of innovation and moving the disease of atopic dermatitis of eczema into the clinic where we are becoming a team with the patient. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, there is definitely a need for this. It's a one of its kind app that really touches on all the things that you mentioned. And yes, helps support that patient healthcare provider interaction.
Right. And you mentioned that you have the input of not only patients but clinicians. And I think that's so incredibly important because obviously you are getting the feedback that is needed to make this app the best it can be. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's going to be some evolution as time goes on, but how was that input incorporated when you were developing it?
Well, we did have this sort of advisory group right from the start that included patients, caregivers, researchers, but also we had specifically seven healthcare providers, varying specialties, varying, areas of expertise, help advise on this. And by advise, I mean, we had to decide how to structure and what to include for symptom tracking and, the detail of treatment tracking and things like that. So that's where the healthcare providers who were on this this council really came into play from the very start. And then we also draw on the expertise of our Scientific Medical Advisory Council at the National Eczema Association, as the years go on, to help ensure that as we're going along this path, that we're incorporating the things that are important to healthcare providers, as well as the things that are important to patients and caregivers.
Right. And you had to pick some validated tools. There are a lot of tools for eczema and atopic dermatitis. They're without a doubt, right? And
Yeah.
how did you decide on the use of the PO SCORAD or other validated tools for this app? Like, what was it counseling with those experts?
In part, yes. And what really helped to guide this is really from a group called Harmonizing Outcome Measures for Eczema, or the HOME group. And so this is a group that brought together the community of eczema researchers internationally to standardize outcome measures that should be used in all trial and clinical settings. And
That's
so they,
amazing.
yeah, and they
I just
developed.
learned something new. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm happy to spread the word about them. They've developed a consensus-based clinical practice set. And that set is a list of instruments to measure health domains in clinical practice. And so that really guided us in our selection of patient-reported outcomes and disease control instruments like PO SCORAD, like the ADCT, Atopic Dermatitis Control Tool. So we included those PROs and other features in the app based on that and what we know are important to patients. And so it's what's important to patients, also what's
Right.
important to healthcare providers, and then what would improve the quality of eczema health registry that this forms.
Right. And so incredibly important that we include the patient, right? Because at the practice, where are you itchy? Are you, what is your quality of life? Like those questions, even though they're asked, like I said, we get a snapshot and they may not be itching that day. But they may had a very severe itchy week 3 weeks ago, and we haven't seen them in 6 weeks, right? So we get to capture that data in real time, and then they'll be able to share that with us in through this app. And I love the printable option for these patients so they could bring that in. So can I ask you, how many patients do you have signed up?
We have over 20,000 patients and caregivers.
Oh, that is incredible.
Yeah, it's a huge group. We're really reaching a lot of people. We're reaching a lot of people who also aren't already connected to the National Eczema Association. So that's another benefit that this app brings, is they're bringing people to the National Eczema Association where they can find information on eczema and find providers and find products that are safe for their skin. So it really is a great thing.
Your website is just a robust platform of amazing information. It's one that I recommend to my patients all day long. And I actually did an eczema atopic dermatitis lecture, and I mentioned it as well because I think it's just such an incredible tool for future providers to be aware of.
I love that. Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. No, it's incredibly, because it's not only, it's not for us, it's for the patient. And in the end, that's who it's all about, the patient.
Right.
So my next question is, how do you balance patient-reported outcomes with the need for clinicians to see that objective, quantifiable data over time? Can you get into that a little bit?
Yeah, and I love that question because there really is not a lot of objective data that we can collect on eczema. There are really no biomarkers yet to truly understand the disease, and which treatments are most effective from patient to patient. So, in the end, it's mostly all subjective, either from the healthcare provider's perspective or the patient's perspective. And I want to mention a great quote that came from an allergist immunologist who I recently talked to about EczemaWise. And he said, "Eczema is a quality of life disease. So it doesn't matter what my opinion of your eczema is. If you don't share that opinion, then it doesn't matter what I think how you're doing." And I thought that was great. It really captured how eczema is from the patient perspective, and this was a sentiment shared by a dermatologist who another healthcare provider who I've talked to recently, who said, "At the end of the day, we're treating symptoms, but also treating the patient. So what the dermatologist sees is not exactly how the patient is feeling. So that's why there is this demand for subjective input. And I do think EczemaWise does a really great job of providing a wide variety of patient-reported outcomes that can complement whatever the healthcare provider already does in the clinical setting to capture this story of the patient's eczema over time. And specifically, the appointment preparation feature, where we help walk the patient through getting prepared for their upcoming visit. This is where the patient and provider really have this opportunity to discuss the patient-reported outcomes, the photos, and any other context that would be helpful for that conversation.
No, I think that's incredible. And you're absolutely right. When they come in, we subjectively document what we see at the moment inside the chart, but is it really reflective of what the patient is experiencing? So true. So have you heard from clinicians or practices who have tried to implement the EczemaWise app with their patients?
Yes, definitely. There are some healthcare providers who are already, referring this to their patients, and really see it as a great tool for their patients. Sometimes it's certainly for everyone, but they tend to recommend this to certain patients who really need to either discover a trigger or discover how a treatment is working for them. There's really something there that they're both trying to work out that they can't just get in the office alone. We've been in the process of collecting feedback from healthcare providers of various specialties and practice settings and with varying familiarity, even with the EczemaWise app. And for those recommending it to their patients, they do so for a variety of reasons. And it's often specific to the patient's needs, such as the patient is, as I said, not sure what is triggering the flares. But they've found it helpful, especially for reducing recall bias. As you mentioned before, the patient may be coming into the office visit completely fine on the outside, but 2 weeks ago they were flaring and, nothing is working. So to actually have a more accurate log of flaring from the patient's perspective, and of course, organizing photos. So these are some of the ways that the healthcare providers are really finding it useful. And of course, there are many reasons that patients use it beyond that, for, their own benefit.
Agree. And I think it's, again, it will capture the real time of the moment and collectively have it presented when they come into the office, and it will be something that the practitioner then will be able to evaluate with the patient, right? In a collaborative approach of how the patient is feeling and what they are going through. And I agree with you, certain patients may need more assistance in regards to the variables that are triggering the eczema because it's such a multifactorial disease, and sometimes it's really hard to pinpoint what is going on with the patient and why patient X is responding differently than patient Y, even though it's still atopic dermatitis. So I think it's just an incredible opportunity for the patient to take control and be well informed. So I wanted to ask you, in underserved populations, I don't see anybody without an opportunity to download this app, right? It's a free app. Do you feel like it's going to be a challenge to provide this to underserved populations?
I think there's always challenges with reaching underserved populations for
Right.
many reasons. But the fact that this is a free app, I think that breaks down a very important barrier. And what eczemaWise does is it really puts eczema management into the hands of anyone, anywhere. And as I said, it connects more people to NEA resources. So what I think we're looking for are for healthcare providers to recommend this as a tool for their patients. And I know that in some areas there's sort of these dermatology or allergy immunology deserts,
Right.
specialty deserts. And so we're really focusing on trying to also reach family practice doctors, and nurse practitioners, physician assistants, all types of people who interact with patients, to just have it be known that eczemaWise is a great tool for them, for anyone to use, to manage their eczema.
And the thing that I love is they don't need a unique code from their provider to get the app. They can discover
Right.
it on their own and then be able to take control of their disease even before they see a clinician, number one. But it also may motivate them to be seen or make that appointment and be seen sooner, right? And it just might be an awakening for them and realization that, hey, this is getting kind of serious and it's really affecting my life.
Yeah, that's definitely the case where even patients themselves may maybe undermine how their health is. Just the fact that they've been living with such a difficult condition for so long that their baseline has sort of changed.
Right.
But having it seen on an app, trends over time, and just the absolute scores that they're seeing on their PO score at an ADCT, that can definitely trigger something in the patients themselves to say, hey, I think it's time for me to see a doctor.
Right. And, a lot of patients that come in, I see a lot of severe atopic dermatitis patients, and I know my colleagues do as well. And, we start the treatment plan, and you're right, their baseline is completely different than my baseline, right? Like, my baseline is I want them as clear as they can be. And if they're 50% better, they are very happy. And knowing and realizing that they can even get better than that is something where the clinicians come in and provide them the tools and the education regarding all the options out there and making a decision together, because your website has robust information in layman's terms of what is available out there. And a patient might be intimidated about a treatment just because they are not fully aware of its capability, if you will, or afraid of the side effects. But it stimulates a conversation, I think, in the clinic to where they may feel more confident to bring it up because they saw it on the website.
Definitely. And even they might have seen it on eczemaWise. Part of that five-step process that we take patients through in the appointment prep process is to review our resource that outlines all the treatments for eczema that are out there. And so patients can view ahead of time what it is, how it works, who it's for, relative cost, side effects, and identify those treatments that they may want to jot down and then talk about in the appointment with their healthcare provider.
Right. So I'm going to play de devil's advocate here,
Yeah.
because if they have that information, do you feel like it may inhibit them from asking because they're afraid of a medication? I mean, that is, again,
Yeah.
something of concern because it can be very intimidating. Do you provide it in a way where, you're showing that the bark is bigger than the bite and kind of looking at it at 14,000 feet instead of getting
Oh,
into the
yeah.
weeds of the side effects?
Oh, yeah. We don't get into the weeds at all. We definitely lay things out in an easy to understand, as you said, layman's terms, and really just want it as a jumping off point for that conversation. And I know we've heard from healthcare providers that that conversation about treatments and side effects versus benefit, that's a very important conversation. And they don't always have the time in every appointment to get into that. So if we can jump start that a little bit off, off site, and then the patient is ready to talk about it when they come in, I think that's a win.
I totally agree with you. So this is an exciting time. You got a Made with Patients Award that you have recently accepted on the behalf of your team. Can you discuss the significance of that?
Yes, it was an incredible honor to accept the 2025 Made with Patients Award at the Patient Engagement Open Forum earlier this month in Italy on behalf of the ExamaWise team. And I think that this is a signal that we are moving this app forward in the right way, with patients and caregivers, as well as healthcare providers, being involved along the way. So we built ExamaWise with patients, not just for patients. And we continue to involve them as we enhance the app. And in the app world, this is often called human-centered design. And we know that in order for the app to be truly useful for the end user, it needs to involve them in the design iteratively. So with the award, our work is being recognized on a global scale for its patient-centeredness, and it's really a pleasure to see that.
I bet. And it speaks volumes for everything that you're doing for these patients. So I congratulate you and applaud you for being innovative and future focused. And I cannot wait to get another 20,000 to that list because that is just incredible of the number of people who are already taking advantage of the service that you're providing. So my final question to you is, what is the final message you would like to share with clinicians who may not be familiar with ExamaWise or who want to learn more about using it?
Well, ExamaWise can be a great tool for your eczema patients as well as for yourself. Like I've described to many healthcare providers, it's a comprehensive tool that can be, prescribed in air quotes in any way that you think will benefit your patients. Track itch, sleep, and treatments 2 times a week for 2 months, or just track triggers and itch to help confirm suspected triggers. It's really a tool that was made for facilitating your delivery of personalized care to patients. And we have a lot more information about ExamaWise for healthcare providers at examawise.org/4-healthcare-providers.
That's incredible. I am so grateful for you taking the time out to share this incredibly important information to not only us clinicians, but patients as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renata. I loved being here sharing about ExamaWise.
If you like this podcast, have suggestions, or want to participate in future episodes, contact our team at dteditor@mmhgroup.com. For more Dermatology Times content, from articles to videos and more podcasts, visit www.dermatologytimes.com. And don't miss the monthly installments of the Derm Dispatch series featuring Renata Block.